Thank you, delegates. We will immediately start now, not to waste any time, on discussion of agenda item 14A, which is the discussion of the trust fund. And we will do what we can in the time remaining before 5:30. And who will introduce that discussion? WHO, please.
Yes, thank you. I'll just be extremely brief. The Codex Trust Fund is moving on along the lines that were defined 6 years ago. As you know, the trust fund is a 12-year business. So we are at the midterm now. Therefore, we have had a midterm review that has been done by external consultants. And we have a report of that midterm review, including a summary, executive summary, that I hope that you've had time to look at. In general, the midterm review goes into a number of evaluation issues, basically stating that the trust fund has been helping developing countries participate more and better in Codex work, but it's also suggesting that maybe we need to move further than what we have been doing the first 6 years in the last 6 years. So there are a number of recommendations, and some of the main recommendations are focusing on trying to move from objective one, which is more people coming from developing countries to the meetings, towards objective two, which is more efficient participation, and objective three, which is more technical input from developing countries. So these are some of the main issues that were touched upon in the review. The executive committee last week discussed the review and other issues in relation to the trust fund, and we had a very good, I think, outcome of that discussion, which is described in the records of the executive committee that I believe that you also have in front of you. And so maybe if I turn back to the chairperson, we can quickly go through what was discussed at the Codex Executive Committee meeting last week.
Thank you, WHO, for introducing us to the midterm review of the report. But I think before we turn to the discussion, the intention was to have a presentation by one of the authors of the trust fund. And I think if we are really ask the author of that report to do it very urgent, I would request the trust fund writer, author, to make that presentation. I think we could do that before the break. So if he's ready, I would like to give the floor to Jens Andersen, who is one of the three authors of the report. So please, Jens Andersen, the floor is yours.
I'm going to use this.
Okay, considering the late hour, I'll be very brief. I just want to thank you for inviting the team here, and thank to everybody who participated in the review. One of the main issues of the review is to provide actionable recommendations, and these are, of course, based on the findings of the evaluation itself. And these are included in the executive summary, so I'll just skip to
Let's see.
to the recommendations themselves. Well, recommendation one is, as Jörgen said, to focus a bit more on outputs 2 and 3. There has been a logical focus on the output 1 in the first 6 years. Now it's perhaps time to move on, considering the logic of the program. The trust fund has some comparative advantage in this regard, but however, it's still a challenge to move on to try to meet these objectives, considering that you get into more advanced capacity building activities. Recommendation two would be to continue to focus funds to the countries most in need. We surveyed countries about the graduation process, and there was quite broad support, not unanimously supported, but there was support, and this is also in line with major donor policies and poverty focus of development cooperation in general. On recommendation 3, and that's to engage those countries who are perhaps not benefiting in the activities of the trust fund in terms of networking, mentoring, twinning activities. Recommendation 4 would be to continue to work on the application procedures that I hope is shown in the report have become increasingly stringent, and that's a capacity building exercise in itself, which has been very worthwhile. Recommendation 5 is to, even though trying to aim more to work with outcomes 2 and 3, to stay focused on participation. That's the kind of the niche of the trust fund. And to continue working with the country codex contact points as a focus group. Let's see. Recommendation 6 is to strengthen collaboration with the most relevant actors, but to be selective about this and to work with the most closely related partners, such as the ones listed on the screen. Recommendation 7 is to continue working on monitoring and evaluation. And there was, for example, discussions this afternoon on indicators. So that's something that should be continued, but also in a pragmatic fashion. So what about after the year 12? The needs will probably be there. I mean, building capacity and developing institutions, that's a long-term process. So the needs will still be there. On the other hand, this is a project that should perhaps come to an end. This would be a good example for other programs. So what we propose is to conduct a joint and comprehensive evaluation, not only of the trust fund, but to involve other multilateral activities and bilateral activities in that work before deciding on going ahead. Thank you.
Thank you, Jens Andersen, for that presentation. I notice when I look on my watch that we only have 1 minute before we are supposed to break for a short while before we continue with the evening session. But before we do that, I would like just to give some introducing remarks on what we intend to do later on, simply to give the delegates a chance to think about what we should do after the break. We have to recall that Codex Alimentarius Commission is not going to make any decisions on the report because the trust fund is owned by somebody else. It's not directed by the commission, but obviously there will be opinions from the commission on the use of the trust fund, the way it works, and the future for the trust fund. And what we would like to do is to go through some of the recommendations and see if we can accept and support the recommendations that was established in the discussion of the same report in the executive committee, simply with the purpose of giving guidance to the WHO and the FAO in their further deliberations on the future management of the trust fund and the future of the trust fund in general. That's what we're going to do. I just want to remind delegations about that before we take a break. Then everybody has a chance to reflect on what kind of remarks they would like to introduce. And I have certainly taken note that Egypt has already raised their flag, but I would request Egypt to wait till after the break, and then we start the debates. I hope Egypt can accept that. Having said these few comments, I would like to adjourn the session for the next half hour, and we start again at 6 o'clock. We'll take the real debate about the trust fund report. Thank you, everybody. I think it's time to start again. I really hope that everybody will get ready. We have a little less than 2 hours to come as far as possible on the agenda, and we will continue the work on the trust fund. Before we continue the work on the midterm review, I would just mention that we are certainly also aware that in addition to the midterm review, we also have an annual report and we have a progress report, which is also in the meeting documents.
Are you just going to take them up?
Please, we simply need to continue. I understand there is. It might take a while to pick your seats. We only had a short break after a long day so far. I just want to repeat that I did not forget that in addition to the midterm review, we also have an annual report and a progress report, but we consider those documents being basically for information. And we would like to continue with the midterm review and then at the end of this agenda point, just ask if there are any questions or any comments to the annual report and the progress report. The reason why we do it this way is simply because we are sure that the focus on this agenda point should be on the midterm review, because that is the major issue of this agenda point, and we are also sure that this is what has the largest interest from delegates. I'm just getting a message from behind that I want to read out that the list of participants will be circulated, and I ask all delegates, all participants in the meeting, to please check whether the data on your delegations are correct. If they are not, give the information back to the Secretariat so that they can make sure that we get an address list, a participant list, which is correct in all its details, which is obviously important to everybody. So this is a recommendation to everybody. Please do that when you get the participant list. Back to the agenda. I announced that we were going to discuss the strategic questions, which has already been addressed in the Executive Committee, and we're certainly going to do that. But obviously, if there are any general comments from delegations in advance of the more specific discussion about the particular questions being raised, then I will certainly open the floor to such remarks from delegation. But I really request that there are not too many of them and they are brief as possible. Otherwise, we don't have a chance to get through this agenda point. I'm sure that there will be a lot of comments on the specific questions that we will address later on. So if we have any general comments, we will start doing that. And the first delegation on my list is Egypt, who raised their flag already before the break, and I thank Egypt for being patient and waiting for us. Egypt, please.
شكرا سيدي الرئيس على اتاحه هذه الفرصه. لا شك ان صندوق الائتمان قد حقق نتائج باهره من مساهمات في.
Thank you, Chair. There's no doubt that the trust fund has indeed been a success from many points of view and has enabled an increase in participation from many developing countries, including Egypt. We have noted, however, that certain countries have left the framework of participation in the fund and we are no longer able to get a subsidy from the fund, which will have a negative impact on our future participation in Codex. Therefore, we would ask the Commission to consider a possibility of extending such participation if we do want to strengthen and have better participation in the Commission in the longer term. So we would ask you to take this proposal into account with the other proposals that we'll have to look at. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Egypt. I'm sure your comments will be taken on board in the further deliberations. And next country is Japan, who has asked the floor. Japan, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Japan appreciates the effort of FAO and WHO to present the midterm review of the Codex Trust Fund before us. Japan notes that the Trust Fund is now in the second half of the determined time frame. In recent years, particularly after the economic crisis, taxpayers in Japan increasingly request more transparency in the government spendings. In this connection, our government has to show our taxpayers how the trust fund has benefited developing countries. Outcome on the use of trust fund in coming years will strongly influence the government decision on funding. In this respect, Japan suggests that the recommendation made by the midterm reviews, in particular, the issue on eligibility of graduated members and more focus on objectives 2 and 3 should be discussed among eligible countries and graduated countries at the regional level. Japan expects to see how the output from the regional committee on the effective use of the trust fund will satisfy the taxpayers of the government. Thank you.
Thank you, Japan. Next country is Mali. Mali, please.
Merci.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, might I congratulate the team that has prepared this very informative report. As some of the preceding speakers have underscored, the trust fund has been a true success for the first objective. The participation of developing countries has hit record levels recently. If you look at African participation between 2002 and now, there's been a tremendous increase. We've got a network now for exchange of information, and I'm very happy to note in the report that the trust fund has certainly been a catalyst. And with respect to this catalytic effect, participation of non-trust funders is even greater than what is coming in from the trust fund itself, and that's truly remarkable. Countries with very limited resources, such as Mali, Zambia, are participating outside the framework of the trust fund. There's major infrastructure that's now in place and which does not depend anymore on the trust fund. These infrastructures, however, do need support. Here I'm thinking of the National Codex Committees. So I think there is true motivation to move towards objectives 2 and 3, which are quality of participation in terms of scientific data, and that will be achieved through strengthening local infrastructure. And I'd like to stress the fact of helping countries in the same region. Countries that have made progress can help other countries in the region. We have experience of countries in our region that have gone to other countries in the region to get further experience. And other regional and sub-regional bodies could be contact points as well. I must say that contrary to what many think, capacity building needed for these countries is not in contradiction with what's being done by the FAO, because the trust fund, thanks to its resources, is able to respond immediately to certain needs, whereas other partners take an awful lot longer to mobilize resources. So I think we must focus on the goals of countries to prepare properly, to carry out studies, to generate data, which I believe, even if other organizations are doing it, the help from the trust fund can be complementary. Thank you, sir.
Thank you, Mali. I'm sure we're all pleased to hear that the benefits of the trust fund has had really serious positive consequences for Mali, and hope it's the same for many other countries. I'm sure it is. The next speaker is Brazil, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. The Brazilian delegation understands that the theme of transparency in the administration of the fund, mainly in regard to criteria of access, impartiality, and previsibility in the distribution of resources, is important. We do think that objectives 2 and 3, which are strengthen the participation of developing countries and enhance scientific and technical participation of these countries, is of utmost importance. There is need for progressively shifting from the first objective, which is just to increase the participation of the countries, and move to capacity building activities, mainly those regarding national institutions devoted to manage Codex affairs, such as Codex national committees or Codex national focal points. And then in this way, it would be possible to reinforce the quality of the participation of developing countries in Codex. Thank you.
Thank you, Brazil. The next on my list is Mexico. Mexico, please.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, we'd like to express our thanks for the report that's been presented. Secondly, we would like the Commission to accept the recommendations of the Executive Committee to focus on Objective 2 of the fund and seek means to continue the participation of countries that have already graduated, and therefore we feel that it would be a good idea to develop a circular to get comments from member states, and the results of that should be put to the Regional Coordinating Committee of Latin America and the Caribbean for further comments. Thank you very much, sir.
Thank you, Mexico. So I'll just ask the Secretariat to give a comment on the Mexican proposal of issuing a circular on the issue. Secretariat, please.
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, it's always possible to send a circular letter and ask the views of the countries, and that will be sent to all members, but it would be considered in each of the regional committees where, in any case, the consideration of the trust fund is already on the agenda of the regional committees that's scheduled to be considered. So there is no difficulty. Thank you.
Thank you, Madam Secretary. Sorry, I didn't push the right button. I don't have any more countries on the list for general comments, and I thank you very much for being concentrated and brief on that. And that leads us to the Belgium. Sorry, Belgium, please.
Merci, Monsieur le Président.
Thank you, Chair. On behalf of the European Union and its member states, Belgium would like to say that the member states of the European Union continue to support efforts to increase participation of developing country members within the Codex meetings. 22 countries from the Euro region of 47 are eligible countries to benefit from support of the Trust Fund, looking at the document prepared by the Codex Secretariat. Clearly, participation of developing countries has increased considerably, and that is quite beneficial. The member states of the European Union continue to contribute significantly to the funding of the Trust Fund. Contribution by member states of the EU corresponds to some 68% of the fund's budget for contributions received between 2003 and 2009. And if we add to that the contribution by Switzerland and Norway, we reach a grand total of 72%. To increase further participation of developing countries, further means are nonetheless needed, could be put in place, including inter alia an aid program put in place by the European Union called Pan-SPS, approved in 2006, which makes it possible to provide technical support for participation, effective participation, or more effective participation, if you will, by certain African countries within the framework of the development of SPS standards. I'd like to add further that our member states of the European Union agree entirely and feel it is important to have active participation by Codex member countries when doing work. But at the same time, we must also bear in mind that certain standards, in particular relating to certain problem areas in the Codex, certain members of Codex will not participate in all work of the Codex. That will always depend on national priorities. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Belgium, on behalf of the European Union for these explanations. I have Eritrea on my list. Eritrea, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We would like also to join other delegates who congratulated the team who produced the midterm review report. Eritrea would like to express its appreciation for having benefited greatly from the trust fund. I would like to make one comment, or additional comment, on recommendation 4. We are glad to know that this recommendation focuses on making further assessment of real country needs, which we understand that at the country level, particularly in Eritrea, would like to have more technical and institutional capacity strengthened instead of the mere sending of delegates to meetings. So we'd like to see more strengthening of the institutional and infrastructure capacities at the national level. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you, Eritrea, for that comment. I think we're getting more speakers. Swaziland, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The Swaziland would like to
say we really appreciate the support that you have been getting from Codex Trust Fund. As a result, we have been able to attend meetings of Codex, and the government has been able to support attendance of other delegates or to the meetings of Codex. The support from Codex has acted as a challenge to our government to support our attendance to these meetings. And even at national level, the participation of stakeholders in our national Codex meetings has increased and stabilized because they see a benefit in participating in our national meetings, because they end up even participating at international level. And the activities which are ongoing in our country have been, we believe that have been encouraged through people participating in the Codex meetings at international level. We really appreciate the support. Thank you.
So, thank you, Swaziland. And I will give the floor to Uganda. Uganda, please.
Thank you, Chair. Uganda would like to join other delegations in commending the work of the Codex Trust Fund. And as a country, we have benefited quite a lot. And we think that careful consideration should be given to the continuation of support under Objective 1, because we think that we actually need a smooth and balanced transition. So we are in support of continuation of support under Objective 1. And I think, as you have mentioned, Mr. Chairman, this will be discussed in detail during the regional meeting. Thank you.
Thank you, Uganda. Then I have Chile. Chile, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Along the same lines as expressed by Mexico and Brazil, we feel that Objective 1 has been fairly well fulfilled, and we now need to focus on number 2. In objective and transparent terms, as set out by the indicators, with written evaluations prior to coming to the committee and afterwards, to show whether the participation is positive or negative, we'd like to have it set down in writing. Thank you very much, sir.
I think we are ready to close the round of interventions concerning general remarks, and I think we can conclude that all speakers has been very positive towards the existence and the use of the trust fund, and it is quite clear from many, many delegations that it has really been a positive contribution to not only participating in meeting, but to development of Codex work in their home countries. I think that's very nice to hear. Next, we will turn to the strategic questions which the WHO has established, because the WHO and the FAO, in their further considerations on how to develop and possibly continue with the trust fund activities also after the finalization of the existing period, they need to get guidance on how things might have to be changed, the priority, the way of work, etc. And with the intention to ease the discussion, we have asked for getting the questions on the screen. I hope that will make it easier. I would really recommend that we base our discussions on the recommendations that has already been established in the Executive Committee, which I announced when we started this agenda point. We want to see if the Commission supports what has been established in the Executive Committee, or if there might be changes depending on interventions in this committee. But I would certainly ask WHO to present the outcome of the executive committee and explain the commission what they understand from the conclusions of the executive committee, so that we can take that as an output for possible comments. And again, I really hope that everybody will be brief in their comments. Otherwise, we don't have a chance to get through the agenda. So, WHO, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think in the meeting report of the Codex Executive Committee from last week, on page 16, you have actually a description of what the Executive Committee was discussing in relation to these five questions. So, in relation to moving from objective 1 to 2 and 3, there was, I think, relatively clear agreement that there was a need to move, but that there should be more focus on objective 2, maybe than objective 3, and that we should make sure that we are not overlapping with other capacity-building efforts by FAO and WHO. In relation to the niche question, there was a little bit of ambiguity maybe in the formulation of that, but the idea was that we need to make sure that if we try to pursue objective 3 with the technical data entering in Codex, that we only talk about the Codex initiatives and not about general initiatives in strengthening scientific advice in countries that are ongoing. So focusing on the scientific advice or the scientific data that are directly helpful to Codex work would be the main focus or the niche for the trust fund in this area. On 3, there was some discussion about the continuation of participation for some of these countries we've said here who need it most. Some of the countries that have graduated from the trust fund but might not have very big economies, which means that it's difficult for them to actually continue and sustain participation, even if they have started up with help under the objective 1. So there was a general agreement, I think, that it would be good to have more flexibility and maybe include some other criteria so that we could actually go back to some of the countries that have graduated and find a way of supporting them further. Within that discussion, there was also a discussion about number 4, the reconsideration of the criteria. And again, there was a call for more flexibility, looking at still basing ourselves on the UN criteria in describing the economies, but then maybe adding further criteria in relation to, for instance, the size of the economy, not only focusing on the gross national product per person in the country. Extension of the lifespan, although there was some positive feeling among the members of the executive committee, I think nobody was really directly saying that it should be extended. There was need for more information in this area before there could be some direct advice. I think I would also take it that some of the statements, for instance, from Japan just now would show that it's very important that we can actually go back to the donor countries and say what the effect is directly before there is any further any decision on whether we should continue after year 12, which is in 6 years' time. So there was an effort to try to say we need to document better what the direct outcome is before we can actually suggest that we should extend the lifespan of the trust fund. I think that was the main issue of the discussion in the executive committee. Thank you.
Thank you, WHO. I'm sure it was. Before we start taking comments, I would suggest that we take them one by one. Otherwise, it might be confusing to try to draw conclusions. So my first question to the Commission is whether you can agree to the conclusion that we have taken on board in particular in para 134 in the report of the Executive Committee. If the advice on the possible shift from Objective 1 to Objectives 2 and 3, if that is agreeable with the Commission, then question number one has been answered. So I don't see any reactions. So I guess we can take it, or we do take it, that the Commission supports the recommendation that we have in question number one. So I thank you for that very positive step in working through. Question number two, what is the niche for CTF? There's also a recommendation. Is that also agreeable to the Commission? That appears to be the case. There is no flag that I can see. Moving swiftly to question number three, should there be a mechanism to continue to support physical participation for those who need it most, including graduates who cannot sustain participation? There's also a recommendation on applying more flexible criteria in the future. Can we also adopt that recommendation in the Commission? Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. I just wish to confirm what was said in our earlier statement, that there should be a document circulated to ask about the participation, continuing participation of countries that have graduated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. Just to, I'm sure there has already been a positive response to the request from the Mexican delegation, but to clarify things to Mexico and to the Commission, I will ask the Secretariat to clarify the content of such a circular letter, which we certainly intend to send. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. We had replied earlier that we are entirely pleased to send a circular letter, but I would like to know if we need to ask something specific, because that was to send the midterm review for comments, and that will be up to each country to make the comments they want, or you want to put some specific question. That we need to be clear also on what we're going to ask. It was just to send it and ask for any comments that countries may wish to make. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. I see that Mexico has an immediate response. Mexico, please.
Gracias.
Thank you, Chairman. Well, as was said in previous statements, the circular letter should ask countries regarding alternative mechanisms that the trust fund should take up in order to help countries that have already graduated. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. In just a few seconds, the Secretariat will give further explanations about the content of the circular letter. But before that, I would like to give the floor to Cuba, who has also asked. Cuba, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. Cuba feels that the circular letter could be accompanied by guidelines that would help to produce a harmonized response from countries. So we agree with Mexico that graduate countries, I don't remember exactly how many there are, but I think there should be a clear reference to this, because it's not something that's been fully decided. And there are many other countries that may be entering into the status, and therefore they will need to be well advised in the circular letter. There are other matters that could be raised regarding the further strengthening, but we feel that if there were a good, well-written handbook, that this could be useful, and we could also get some guidance from governments in this respect. Thank you.
Thank you, Cuba. I would like to ask the WHO to respond to the issue. WHO, please.
Thank you very much. I think these are very good points that are brought up by Mexico and Cuba, and I think that the we could actually modify the five major questions that we have here in front of us in the circular letter so as to cover the suggestions from Mexico, because we already have a question there to that effect. I think I would advise in getting out a circular letter, we have to be relatively simple in what we are asking countries, and I think we should base ourselves on the discussion that we've already had in the executive committee and here. So therefore, I would suggest that maybe some modification of these five questions could go out in the... but I see that Mexico disagrees.
Thank you, WHO. That has to be seen whether Mexico disagrees. It might be that Mexico has a very precise idea on how to proceed. Mexico, please.
Gracias, señor presidente.
Thank you, Chairman. The circular letter could not contain these questions because, insofar as I've understood the meeting, this commission has accepted the executive committee recommendations as valid, and they have decided to continue with objectives 2 and 3 and to find alternative mechanisms. The circular letter, as we said, and perhaps I've been misinterpreted, but the circular letter should be specific regarding alternative mechanisms for the graduate countries, Mexico, as the Latin American and Caribbean coordinator, could perhaps help to provide some guidance in this respect. Thank you.
Thank you, Mexico. As you see, we are discussing how to proceed, but I would like to ask the Secretariat to give a response to the intervention from Mexico. Secretariat, please.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Our understanding was we were sending a circular letter for all members so that it would be considered into all coordinating committees. So I think we have this specific proposal from Mexico, which we have taken note of, which was of alternative mechanisms for countries which have graduated. But we understood this was in addition, because our understanding is that WHO and proposed this question so that we put these questions also in the circular letter to all countries. So the additional proposal from Mexico would be to go into more precisely into the mechanisms, but that would be an additional question, and we still have the questions which are now on the screen, because our understanding was what we needed the views of all countries on this question. Thank you.
Thank you, Secretariat. I hope the response satisfied the wish of the Mexican delegation, so that we can proceed, and we accept that the Secretariat is going to issue a circular letter with questions for further comments by all member states of the Codex Alimentarius Commission. I think it is my understanding we can conclude on that point, so I thank you for that. That means we can move forward to the fourth question. Should there be a reconsideration of the criteria for the allocation of support? Also on that point, there is a fairly clear recommendation from the Executive Committee, and I ask again if the Commission can accept and adopt these recommendations developed by the Executive Committee. That seems to be the case, as I see no flags in the room. So thank you for that, delegates. Number 5, should the lifespan of the Codex Trust Fund be extended? Where we have a conclusion saying that there is most likely going to be the need of further trust fund allocations after the 6 years that we still have with the existing trust fund, but there might be the need for further evaluation before any decision is taken on that issue. Seems to be a fairly sensible conclusion, which I hope the Commission can accept. And that seems to be the case, because I don't see any flags. And I thank you for that, delegates. Then I think we should be able to finish this agenda point quite soon, but before I close the agenda point, I would turn back to what I promised when I opened the issue, saying that obviously we have not forgotten the annual report and the progress report, which is in documents CAC 10/33/14, plus the executive reports. And this is basically material for information, but there might be comments, there might be questions, and we certainly should not omit the possibility for delegates to have comments or have questions on it. But if that is not the case, we can just be happy and realize that we have finished this agenda point, I think, very, very efficiently, and I thank all delegates for that. So thank you all. That means we can turn back to the agenda point, which was coming before. That means I'm leaving the table for the time being. I will come back at a shinto. Thank you for now.